Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Recently at the Consumer Electronics Show, the 2019 class of the National Inventors Hall of Fame was announced. Innovations in ranging from the Unix operating system to fluoride toothpaste, all being celebrated as inventions that make it to the Hall of Fame there. Well, we'd use that as a diving off point to have a larger discussion about the business of inventions, wondering how many inventions happen every year, what kinds of things are being invented. By the way, for 2015, the last year that was available, the number of patents, which sort of gives us an idea of what's being invented, at nearly 600,000 individual patents for all kinds of things. We want to bring in this morning for our conversation on this Calvin Flowers. He's the executive director at Chicago Inventors Organization. Calvin, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for being with us today. We're just absolutely enthralled by some of the inventions that we've been looking at over the last couple of days getting ready for this broadcast today. And maybe that's a good place to start. Give us a sense of the health of the invention sector of our entrepreneurial world. How are inventions going these days? Are we seeing a lot of new stuff coming out?
Well, the state of the invention world is, is amazing. It's exciting, and from my point of view, a little bit scary. And the reason I say that, when you think about the advancement of 3D printing, you know, they're moving into the medical field. They're creating artificial bones. They're thinking about doing human organs, and even talking about food where populations that really can't feed themselves, they're thinking about doing that with 3D printing. So that's just one avenue. Then when you take a look at the evolution of the Internet of Things, it's, you know, that's where physical devices are hooked to the Internet. Now it's going to be going where they're calling it the Internet of Everywhere. And lastly, in 2019, they're looking to increase the speed of data transfer to 5Gs now. So and that's lightning speed. So the state of inventions is very exciting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I guess, Calvin, it comes down to if you've got a good idea, you should probably go with it. I think that's probably a good starting point, too, to just, you know, if somebody's sitting out there and they're thinking, you know what, I've got the best idea for something, what do they do with that? How do they proceed with that? I mean, how do they even get started being an inventor?
Well, Steve, I'm an inventor myself, and I was fortunate enough to sell nationwide in Walgreens. And like most inventors, I thought I had a good idea, but I had no clue on how to get started. So typically where inventors get started off is once they come up with the idea, the way I did it, I built a working model to prove to myself that the concept worked. And then from there, I did what they call is a preliminary patent search to make sure that it wasn't out there. And then from there, then I started identifying resources like patent attorneys and manufacturers that could help me prototype it and bring it to fruition.
Yeah, and that seems like a lot of work. Is that part of the reason why you're involved with the Chicago Inventors Organization? Because your organization does some of that, that provides some of those resources, or at least pushes people in the right direction, right?
Yeah, actually, that's how the Chicago Inventors got started. When I took my product nationwide in Walgreens, I got a lot of press, and a lot of people were calling me. And at the time I was thinking that they were calling me for business, but it was a lot of inventors were calling me because they had an idea and that they wanted to know how I did it. So it turned out that it was so many people that were calling me that, you know, I couldn't do them one-on-one. So I put them all in a room at one time and shared my story with them, shared my experience with them, and then the Chicago Inventors Organization got started from there. But the whole premise of the Chicago Inventors Organization is to help inventors navigate the process, because we are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. And right now we do partner with manufacturers. We have a pro bono patent program that we are affiliated with. And investors and buyers that we are connected with.
Okay, well, I'm interested now. What was your product? What did you get into Walgreens?
Okay, now this is, now keep in mind, this was at the turn of the century. I can't believe I'm saying that, but at turn of the century, 1999, 2000, it was a device that gave parents a tool to supervise their children on the internet. And supervise the children on the internet, and they didn't have to be computer literate. All they had to do was turn a key. And and the other feature for the device was that it could curtail telephone abuse. And as I said, we sold it nationwide in Walgreens, and just as it was really taking off, it was infringed on by a really gigantic company. I won't say their name on the radio, but we had to go through the litigation process for about 2 or 3 years. And by the time the whole litigation process was over, the technology had passed. And so cell phones were everywhere at that point.
Right, right.
And so, but it was a good story. We made a lot of money out the deal, but they put a gag order on me, so I can't really talk about what the financial settlement was.
Yeah, and I suppose, Calvin, that's like the worst case scenario for inventors, isn't it? Or does that happen too often in the process?
It does happen a lot. What big corporations count on, that your pockets are not going to be deep enough to fight them in court. Or even bring it to court. And if you do, they tend to have a contingency fund set aside where they can settle with you out of court. And but it does happen a lot if you're fortunate enough to get your product to market. That's why a lot of, as an organization, we encourage our inventors, when they're bringing a product to market, to try to license it with a bigger company that has distribution channels and deeper pockets that can fight off that sort of thing.
Yeah, your organization, Chicago Inventors Organization, has monthly meetings. In the last one, just a couple of days ago, it was 7 steps to getting paid for your $1 million invention. What are some of those steps that you can share with us?
Well, some of the steps is first of all, you want to understand the patent process. If I start from the beginning, you want to come up with something that's unique. So you're going to do that preliminary patent search, as I mentioned before. But you want to definitely have a patent strategy. You got the different type of patents. You got the provisional patent. You have design patents. You have utility patents, trademarks, copyrights, trade secrets, and that sort of thing. You got to figure out which one of those are the best strategy for you. And then from there, you got to figure out how you're going to then you got to put a manufacturer in place where you can actually, I always put it this way. You got to consider whether you want to manufacture this product yourself or you want to license it out. Now, either way you go, you need to engage a manufacturer, because you got to understand the cost that's involved, and then develop some type of retail price. And then at the end of the day, you're going to be sitting down at a table. You're going to be negotiating a deal. If you don't know that type of information, you're not going to be a very good negotiator. You're probably going to be leaving something on the table. Those are the main two things that out of the 7 steps that I think are important.
And the other thing, too, that I bet you might say would be important is having conversations and getting together with other like-minded people. And I know your organization has a conference every year, but getting in a room and having these sort of relationships and meeting other entrepreneurs and inventors has to be a positive thing, too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think that's invaluable, because most of the time, when you're inventing something, people, your people that's close to you, especially your family members, probably thinking that you're a nut job and you can't really sit down and talk with them about the different challenges and you know, the failures and successes. You can't talk to them about that. But you get in a room full of like-minded inventors, you know, they have stories that's similar to yours. So you're able to bounce stuff off each other, and it's invaluable.
How often does somebody call you and say, hey, Calvin, I've got this million-dollar idea. Hear me out. Do you have that conversation a couple times a day?
Oh, I have that more than a couple of times a day. You know, everybody thinks that they have the best thing since sliced bread. They feel like their idea is going to be, you know, going to make $1 million easily. And so we don't discourage anybody, because when you think about it, you think about some of the products that make millions of dollars. Look at the Pet Rock. I would have told somebody, don't even try it. Or even the Snuggie. I would have said, don't try it. But those items makes millions and millions of dollars. So you don't discourage anybody. So you hear them out, and then you point them to the resources and see how tenacious are, how much follow-up and, I guess, fortitude that they have to go to the next level.
Well, very good. Calvin, great talking with you. I know there's an entrepreneurial spirit out there alive and well, not just in Chicago, but everywhere else. And your organization, like others, is helping. We appreciate you sharing some of your knowledge this morning and being on with us.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Can I say our telephone number?
Absolutely. Yes.
Anybody that's interested in trying to take their invention to the next level, they can call us at 312-850-4710. That's 312-850-4710.
Absolutely wonderful. And the website is chicago-inventors.org.
That is correct. I appreciate you shouting that out for me, Steve.
All right, very good. Well, come back and see us sometime. Calvin Flowers is the executive director at the Chicago Inventors Organization. Again, chicago-inventors.org.